Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Patrick DeHaan joins us now, a petroleum analyst with Gas Buddy. Patrick, thanks for hopping on the line with us.
I appreciate you having me.
Did I say your last name right, by the way, DeHaan?
You did. Hey. I wish you could coach telemarketers. They get always butchered up.
I don't know if you want them. That's at least how you know that they're someone you can hang up on. There you go.
That's true.
All right, so I see that we are going to see a drop or some relief in gas prices in 2023 compared to 2022. My question is, has the bulk of that relief already come now, meaning that we're well below the average, generally speaking, of where we've been for the rest of the year until this point? Has the relief already come? Is it already baked in, or are we even anticipating lower prices next year?
Well, the problem is earlier this year, of course, we hit well into the $5 a gallon territory in Chicago. In fact, we peaked with an average price of $5.95 in Chicago. So there was parts of the year that you had to dig really deep and pay over $5 a gallon to fill your tank. And while I'm hopeful that we'll see not record-setting prices in the year ahead, it probably will be more expensive than what most Americans would call normal. That is, prices today are still at the lowest point they've been in over a year, in some 18 months, but we will still see some ups and downs. And if you were to take 2022 and say, this is the average price I paid from the start of the year to the end, we're expecting that 2023, between the average price from the start and the end, will still be about 50 cents cheaper than the average from this year. So, you know, while prices are very low now, they're still going to go up. But this summer is not going to be as painful as what we saw last summer.
Why are we confident on that?
Well, you know, with a lot of confidence, we continue to navigate Russia's war in Ukraine. And obviously, that was an issue last year that we just didn't know how it was going to pan out. That and the imbalances brought on by COVID, there was still a lot of pent-up demand to hit the road last summer because we're getting back to normal. And that level of pent-up demand probably will be reduced this summer. So demand will be likely a little bit more sluggish this year, and that could help keep a cap on prices. But in addition, the wild card has been refineries, right? Refinery this, that, outages, issues. In the year ahead, there's going to be more refining capacity brought on globally, and that will likely give us some well-needed breathing room as well.
I see President Biden and the administration is kind of dunking on the lower gas prices because they've come down. And, you know, there's been a few policies there, and going to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve could maybe have brought gas prices down a little bit. I saw them shying away from the issue when gas prices were so high and people were blaming the president for it. I just want to get a sense, Patrick, what percentage of gas prices ups and downs can at all be attributed to any administration, regardless of Republican or Democrat?
Not so much. You know, oil prices go well beyond the scope of a single president. In fact, any real president, whether it's Russia, you know, Russia's president or somebody else. This is a global commodity, and it's a global supply and demand that really sets the price. And so while the president here can have an agenda and policy, this and that, there's not really much reach beyond that that can affect, you know, U.S. policies can affect OPEC. Right. Oil producing countries are going to do what they want to do. So, you know, the president can't really take credit for prices coming down. But a lot of the reason why prices going up wasn't his fault either. And that goes for, like you said, Republican or Democrat. Now, there's still maybe some policies longer term that have more impact.
Right.
But we're not there yet. We're still in an environment where we're, you know, still solving issues and imbalances from COVID, which was then exacerbated by Russia's war in Ukraine.
Yeah, I think a lot of people point to the president currently. You know, he continues to say he wants, you know, greener energy, which talking about that doesn't usually make gas prices fluctuate. I mean, I'm sure there is some things that presidents can do to move the needles here and there. I'm not trying to say he or she in the future would be blameless or blameful, but it just it doesn't seem to be as much as people put on them.
Well, no, and of course. Now, the issue where the president is picking winners and losers and saying, you know, let's move to EVs, that does have damage or brings damage to oil prices because it makes oil companies more reluctant to invest in something if that investment isn't going to bear fruit. And if the president's pushing the nation towards EVs, it's not really sensible for an oil company to say, hey, let's invest and build a $7 billion refinery, right? That's where it doesn't make sense. But that effect will be years down the road.
That makes sense. All right, I appreciate you saying that. 763 texted in, will gas prices go up now that China is no longer in COVID lockdown? What role does China play in all this?
Well, China's the biggest oil importer globally. So, yes, that's actually something that could have a profound difference. Now, Chicago's average price, $3.30 a gallon today. That's down 4 cents in the last week. We are close to bottoming out in the price, at least for now. And part of the reason is because China is reopening, and that's likely to boost oil consumption moving forward. In fact, the price of oil is already up by about $9 a barrel compared to its low. So that is absolutely a wild card in the year ahead.
And I know that, you know, some states, I think Illinois here included, have had taxes on pause that may come back again. So even if there's a dip in oil prices, I mean, you just look at the final bill, people may be surprised to find that their rate goes up even if the price of oil goes down.
Yeah, and you're trailing off there, your audio, and I think I caught most of it. But you know, speaking about gas prices this year, again, there will be ups and downs. Prices are going to start jumping in late February, March, April, and May. That's when refineries do maintenance and we switch to summer gasoline. And there will also be decreases. But I'm hopeful that the peak price this year is going to be quite a bit below last year. But there are wild cards. So that we'll have to keep an eye on.
All right. Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst with Gas Buddy. We appreciate his time.